Well, all of Europe's most vulnerable economies are nervously watching events in Greece. Portugal tops the list of fragile Eurozone countries where a Greek exit could spark a run on the banks. So are the Portuguese breathing a big sigh of relief tonight that Syriza didn't win in Athens? Charlotte Ashton joins us now from Lisbon. Charlotte.
Good evening, Ricola. Somebody here in Lisbon said to me earlier today that if Greece is up an economic creek with no paddle, well, Portugal is flailing around somewhere close behind with only a very small paddle. The Portuguese economy is expected to shrink by 3% this year. So despite massive tax hikes and slashed spending, public debt as a proportion of GDP is rising. Portugal's the only other Eurozone country to have been junked by credit rating agencies after they took an IMF EU bailout last summer. But the Portuguese are very much towing the austerity line. Mainstream pro-bailout parties have an easy majority. IMF and EU inspectors were here last month and they praised the government for being on track to meet the bailout conditions. There have been demonstrations against cuts, but all very, very mild-mannered in comparison to the scenes we've seen in Athens. So there's a sort of stoicism here, and certainly last night, any nervousness about the election results in Athens or the Eurozone crisis generally was on hold, because what everyone was talking about was the football. Well, the second half is about to kick off. Portugal against the Netherlands. The score's 1-1 and it's been a tense match so far, I can tell you. I'm in central Lisbon where thousands of people have gathered to watch the game. There's a great party atmosphere, light relief, you might say, from the bigger issues weighing on the minds of some of the young people I've been talking to.
I'm not working right now. I'm unemployed. There's no job, there's no money for anything. We have to pay a lot when we go to the hospital. Kids, old people, everyone, you know.
When we ask for something, we have to pay them back. We are not so bad like Greek. Avoid to pay the millions that we ask for.
Portugal, of course, beat the Netherlands last night, but it's Monday morning now, and here in Lisbon's Old Town, the party is definitely over. You can smell austerity in the air, literally. The dustbinmen are on strike, so litter is piling up by the roadsides. Unemployment in Portugal is over 15% and rising. Wages are falling, hospitals are closing. But there is one small glimmer of hope here, and that's Portugal's export trade in its third year of double-digit growth.
What we're making here are the discs for the champagne stoppers.
Ah, okay, so this will end up in bottles in France, Italy?
Everywhere in the world, really.
Carlos de Jesus is marketing director at Portuguese cork producers Amarim. He showed me their processing plant east of Lisbon. Champagne and wine corks make up the bulk of their work, along with construction materials. They're diversifying more and more, developing cork that can be used inside cars, on trains, and even on spaceships. Exports have increased 10% a year since 2010. They have customers in over 100 countries, but the Eurozone is their biggest market. And so Spain is their biggest worry.
We worry about Spain on and off for over 800 years, so that's nothing really new for us to worry about Spain. But, you know, seriously, we have to be worried about Spain. European Union has a few weeks to do the right thing. It's going to be hard. It's going to be on an 11th hour, probably. But I'm firmly convinced that we're going to pull through, because failure is not an option. I think when this is over and when we come on the other side of this dark tunnel we are in right now, I think we're going to have perhaps a lower number of companies, but a much stronger number of companies.
Not everyone shares that optimism.
External demand, the exports, which is the only thing that is avoiding the Portuguese economy to collapse completely, will inevitably slow down, because since this recipe is being pursued all around Europe, it just doesn't add up.
João Galamba is an MP in the opposition Socialist Party. The recipe he's talking about is, of course, austerity. It was his party that signed up to Portugal's bailout, but he says that the cuts have gone too far across Europe. And for that reason, he's disappointed that Syriza didn't win in Greece.
The current situation is so catastrophic that although I don't deny that Syriza, if Syriza had won yesterday, would be a shock, I think it's a bigger shock what's happening right now. Someone will give another try to the current policies. I think that's the biggest tragedy of Greece right now, is that subjecting the Greek people to this torture, to this economic madness, will not serve the Greeks and will not serve Europe.
This afternoon, Angela Merkel ruled out German support for any softening of the Greek bailout conditions. But the pressure is building, and her foreign minister has suggested they might consider giving Greece more time. So will the Portuguese government, Europe's best austerity student, also start to kick back? Miguel Frasquilho is an economist, MP and parliamentary vice president of the ruling Social Democrat Party.
I think it's premature to go in that direction. We'll have to wait and see what is going to happen with the bailout program for Greece and if Ireland is to follow in that direction. But of course, if there's a sign from the Troika that we can have softer conditions, why not?
Miguel Frasquilho there from the ruling Social Democrat Party. The Prime Minister and his Finance Minister here are unswervingly committed to sticking with the IMF EU bailout conditions. But there is definitely a sense here in political circles and among Lisbon's economists that whatever Portugal does, however closely they stick to the austerity measures, actually their fate is now in the hands of the other European leaders. And there's certainly a growing sense that the time for a lessening of the demands Brussels and the IMF are making of the bailout countries is fast approaching. Back to you, Rittler.